With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. and Iran agree to a two-week ceasefire as President Trump pulls back on threats.
Iran, the United States, and Israel say they have reached a temporary ceasefire in the war that swept across the Middle East. But there are big questions that still remain. Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of crude oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Meanwhile, Israel intensified its attacks on the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon, killing at least 182 people. Fired Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he's not sure if politics played a role in his termination.
Initially, the regents had asked Rothman to retire or resign or face being fired. Rothman says he considered retiring, but says when they gave him no reason, he decided against it. Rothman says he's not sure if his deal with the Republicans in 2023 to freeze diversity hires while creating a position focused on conservative thought in exchange for the legislature's release of money for employee raises and construction projects played a role. Rothman says he was brought in to make tough decisions.
I have made each of those decisions with what I thought was in the best interest of the universities of Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,325 points. The NASDAQ rose 617. The S&P advanced 165. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Iowa can enforce a law that bars teachers from promoting the LGBT agenda to students in kindergarten through the sixth grade and bans some books in libraries and classrooms. The decision vacates a lower court judge's temporary block on the legislation while the lawsuit plays out. The measure was first approved by the Republican majorities in the Iowa House and Senate. This is SRN News. The national average gas price is about $4.14 per gallon, up nearly a dollar since early March. Around $4 a gallon is a tipping point where most drivers start changing behavior, according to AAA. But crude oil prices dropped dramatically today, reflecting the two-week ceasefire agreed to between Iran and the U.S. Delaware driver Michael O'Connell says the higher prices on gasoline have cut into his spending ability.
Every other day, having to put more gas in, it's affecting my, you know, money to buy food, groceries, pay the mortgage.
O'Connell also says he hopes the ceasefire works.
I'm hopeful that it holds. Iran's been known to lie, I guess, and really not keep up with their word. So we'll see what happens this time. Hopefully they can get the strait open.
More details at SRNNews.com.